You are hearing from us again. You might be wondering who we are, why you are hearing this. That is something we will try to answer after Dan goes to sleep. But the sounds you are listening to are brought to you by many things. One of those things is Blue Apron. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/deadsignals. You will love how special it feels and tastes to create special home-cooked meals from blueapron.com/deadsignals.
Wake up. You're late and everyone is waiting for you. Come.
Give me a minute. I've got to... The thing still shifts around. And it's not...
You're talking like it isn't you, and like you're not it. But you have less pain and discomfort?
Yeah, it's been getting better. But it... still...
Then you should be ready. Enough bed rest! Come!
I'm getting up.
Come, this is important. We have to keep to the schedule. They were insistent on that.
What does Liam want?
Oh, not Davenport. And I'm not supposed to tell you anything before the briefing. And I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm just glad you're feeling better and ready to start your important work. Oh, and the pain is necessary and important and vital. Your body is changing and shifting and becoming new. You were filled with so many beautiful things and objects, Daniel. Some things and objects that even I am forbidden from knowing.
What does that mean? What objects?
Oh, we will discuss this later. Come, through here.
Hey, Dan, mate. You feeling better?
Yeah, the rest helped.
And I made sure that his heart didn't stop.
Brilliant.
You have any idea what this meeting's about?
You don't know?
It's weird, so we assumed you'd be more up on it.
The purpose of the meeting is to brief the on-site employees regarding their future tasks.
Then tell us.
Yeah, I've been sitting on my ass way too long. You can only prep your kit so many times.
All necessary employees are not present. I will inform you when that changes.
Hey, can't you fill suit out?
The thing can contact people?
Oh, I don't think I'll have to do that. And I don't know who they want to brief us. Don't want to call the wrong flunky. It's best just to wait.
So, Dan, you play sports? Or, I mean, did you play sports?
Yeah, I did some tennis in high school.
Brilliant! You went to high school. Brilliant. So, you, follow any teams? I'm a fan of West Ham myself, although...
See, best just to wait.
Shit, is that-
I see that you're all here. Good. Take a seat and I'll begin the presentation.
Dan, any idea why the outpost has a classroom in it?
Why would I know that? I don't-
Please refrain from speaking while the presentation is underway. Now, to begin, the undeveloped territory that the company has discovered presents unique challenges.
Obviously.
Quiet.
There is a designated question and answer period after the presentation. As I was saying, this new area presents unique challenges, but also presents exciting new profit opportunities. Our real estate research and development, media production, and given the obvious peculiarities of this area, advertising departments could all experience exponential growth, if the potential of the territory is fully realized. However, as exciting and thrilling as these new developments are, it is important to recognize that we are operating in a dangerous location with limited information. To demonstrate this fact, I call your attention to Daniel Powell. Daniel Powell, would you play this tape for your fellow employees?
Hell, is that safe?
I assure you all, Daniel Powell's audio playback capabilities are all perfectly safe. And I will remind you that there is a question and answer period immediately after the presentation.
Hand it over.
Oh, I'm so glad everyone gets to see this. Isn't it wonderful?
Ugh. Do we have to press our ears?
No, it'll be loud.
Okay, I got it. Need to go, just go. Retreat isn't... Shit, are we on the wire now?
Roger that.
The Connells don't give a shit.
I want my goddamn bonus.
Don't worry about them. Just, you know, worry about getting out of here.
Come on. The whole squad's probably already bugged ass up somehow.
Quiet on the line. Hey, asshole, you ready with the door? Good. We want you on that in case we need to make a messy exit. All right. We move quick and we move quiet. Main priority is reconnoitering the museum. If it looks like a soft target, we take it. Comms on. Keep non-emergency chatter to a minimum. And we got our sound suppression equipment, right, California?
Yes, sir. Checked so many times, my hands got sore, sir.
Poor little baby. Now, I know we're not used to vague parameters, but we've got this. Whatever this museum is, we're supposed to know it when we see it. We may not know exactly what's out there, but we're sure as hell gonna kick its ass. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah!
I said, can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah!
That's what I like to hear. You all taking your meds? All right, let's move out.
Shit! This place is an abomination.
Shit, I didn't sign up for this.
Quiet on the comms. This is exactly what we signed up for. Anyone of you steroidal toddlers fucks this up, I'll reinstitute the goddamn cat of nine tails as appropriate goddamn discipline. Anyone of you see any distinguishing features or landmarks?
No!
No, sir.
Fuckers didn't say it'd just be roads. Alright, we keep moving north. If we don't encounter shit within 15 minutes, we move back to the outpost. Understood?
Understood.
Understood.
Quiet on the comms. Alright, sound's in our way, so we move toward it. Guns ready, sound suppression ready. It's gonna be trouble.
Rules of engagement?
Like always, if you get a whiff of hostile, shoot.
What the hell is that? How many body parts does she have left?
State your intent! I said state your intent or we will use lethal force.
More of them, and they're all... there are holes in...
Fuck it, light them up, boys. What the hell? Why aren't...
Our guns! Someone fucked them up?
California, you had better get your asses!
Where the hell is Kevin?
That fuck... Retreat! Retreat!
Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit!
God damn it, all the hell, this shouldn't be...
Where the fuck did Kevin go? Where the fuck did...
Kevin, retreat in the...
Oh god, oh!
Now, how exactly are we supposed to deal with things like that?
You think bringing guns is a bad idea now?
He had a gun. How much did that help him?
Their guns didn't work.
Because something or someone messed with their gun.
As you have just heard, the unexplored territory presents unique challenges. Before I elaborate, I must warn you that listening to any of the tapes contained within this outpost constitutes a violation of your service contract. The tapes are the provenance of Daniel Powell. Due to his unique skill set, he is the only employee authorized to play the tapes. This tape was played after the company had, due to various accidental procedure violations, determined that playing it would not be demonstrably hazardous. Back to the topic at hand. Because of the unexplored territory's unique dangers, we have drawn up a list of procedures for you to follow. Clara and Lou, your priority is reconnaissance, to assess the unexplored territory and determine its monetary value to the company. Within that directive, your primary objective is to find a way for the company to return its employees and property from the unexplored territory to our physical holdings. As you perform your reconnaissance, you will maintain radio contact with Daniel Powell, who will assist in your navigation efforts.
Wait, but how am I supposed to do that? I don't know anything about this place.
Once again, the designated question and answer period is after the briefing. Daniel Powell will guide you through the unexplored territory, and his compatriot...
Oh, that's me!
...will be available to answer any questions you might have regarding extra-physical entities or situations.
So, when do we leave?
Pretty sure you should wait for the designated question and answer period.
Yeah, Lou, God, it's like a corporate decorum means nothing to you.
Keep it together, Lou!
Your first expedition will involve exploring the immediate area surrounding the outpost. Due to the work of analysts, we have determined there is a broadcast tower in the vicinity. You will attempt to find the broadcast tower and reconnoiter it, at which point you will return to the outpost and prepare a detailed report. If you are not able to find the broadcast tower after a period of 1 hour, you will come back to the outpost and prepare a detailed report. Clara and Lou will leave immediately after Daniel Powell has received a supplementary briefing. Now, do you have any questions?
So, what should we call you?
Mr. Brown.
Is this the designated question and answer period, Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Okay, couple of questions. The Mercs mentioned something about a museum, nothing about a radio station. What's that about?
Unfortunately, the company had access to incorrect information.
But the radio station is definitely there.
Yes.
And the monsters are related to the radio station?
No, we have hypothesized that the monsters, as you refer to them, are related to the museum.
Okay, you've got to tell us more than just...
We are not in a position to confirm any of our hypotheses. The origins of any adversary you may encounter in your travels is not relevant.
The Merc's equipment was sabotaged. Is that something that we should be concerned about?
I suggest checking your equipment thoroughly.
That's not going to help us if we...
I am not in a position to give you any further information.
Hey, we're supposed to bring guns, right? Into the unexplored territory.
As stated in your contracts, it is your responsibility to determine what equipment would be most optimal in your expedition.
I still want to know how I'm supposed to map the city.
That will be covered in your supplemental briefing. Does anyone else have any questions?
Yes, I do. How are we supposed to avoid the singing monsters, or whatever the Mercs encountered?
The company trusts in your competence and good judgment. Does anyone else have any questions?
Hey, I'm just ready to get the hell out there.
Clara and Lou, make your final preparations. Your colleague will...
Oh, I'm on break.
Your colleague is on break. Daniel Powell, follow me.
This is just gonna be a few hours. You'll probably need most of the food belt.
I get it. Visser, whatever the hell that was, came from here. But... that doesn't mean I'm a local. Wait. Can you tell me the name of the company I work for? The real name, not the Housing Historical Committee of New York State. Was it too classified to even have a name?
LMG.
Oh.
As I was saying, as the operation could not have been conducted in the old world, and due to the fact that LMG determined the operation was necessary for your work, we brought both you and LMG's considerable archives to this outpost.
Yeah, the... whatever he is showed me the archives.
The archives cover a wide range of topics, including various interactions between the old world and the unexplored territory. As Clara and Lou perform reconnaissance of the unexplored territory, they will give you reports about the various landscapes they encounter. You will listen to any tapes that seem to relate to their current situation, and provide information based on your research. This task is uniquely suited to your skill set, as you have shown that you can listen to a large number of these artifacts without an inordinate amount of damage to your psyche. With the operation, you should be even more prepared.
Yeah, Davenport told me.
Ah. I assume in an attempt to ingratiate himself to you.
So, it's just tapes? No books, or videos, or newspapers, or scrolls, or...
They appear to prefer sound.
Hmm?
There are only tapes in the archive. Now, through here... Yes, this way. I believe they should be... Would you reach? This body is smaller than I'm used to.
Yeah.
During our first explorations of the New World, we conducted extensive electromagnetic tests of the area. We detected radio signals. Listen to the tape. It should be self-explanatory. Wait until I leave. It's against company policy for me to hear.
So, describe for me what it sounds like.
Okay, describe what it sounds like. Gosh, do I have to use words?
I mean, do whatever you want.
Okay, wow. I guess just beautiful, otherworldly, different, special. I'm gushing.
No, you're fine. It's okay to gush.
I'm Alex, and you're listening to Real Life Reimagined.
Hi, Leo.
True story from a slightly different angle.
So you're probably listening to this on your iPhone or your Android, but before podcasts, and I know this is hard to remember, there was radio. Sound over the airwaves, audio in the air. It was like magic. It still is. Today, we're going to find out about one station that just might be a little more magic than any place else.
Kathy? Oh, Alex, you're early. I barely cleaned up.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm sorry. The subway was weirdly fast.
Yeah, that's a shock.
Kathy Quinn's apartment is unassuming, like she is. Kathy's in her mid-30s, but she kind of looks like she might be in middle school. If you pictured a librarian who you'd want to grab a gin and tonic with, that's Kathy.
So, do you want to see it?
Definitely.
All right, it's over there. Don't step on the cat.
I won't.
Okay, now just...
Wow. Wow.
It's a little big for the apartment.
I'll say.
I was looking at a radio, but it wasn't like any sort of radio I'd ever seen before. And I've seen a lot of radios. It was huge for one, taller than me, and it had wires and waving green lines everywhere. It looked like something Isaac Asimov would have come up with.
So, what's it for?
Okay, this is going to sound... Well, it's for hearing the secret station.
The secret station?
Yeah, the secret station.
The secret station. A pirate radio station. But one so underground that it was like a pirate radio station for other pirate radio stations. Rumors say that... Well, Kathy explains it.
So the secret station is supposed to play music.
A lot of stations play music. All right, okay. Keep going.
Right. But this music is special. There's supposed to be something about it. It's supposed to be like the most meaningful music you'll ever hear. The story's different depending on the person. I mean, some say it brings visions. Some say it helps you find inner peace. Some say it makes sex better.
Same thing, right?
I mean, other people say it transports you, in a way, to a better world.
So, have you ever actually heard it? The secret station?
One time, I thought I did. I had just broken up with my... And it was late, and I was crying myself to sleep with the radio on.
Kathy?
No. And then I heard it.
It?
The station. It was a dead channel, but all of a sudden, this... music started playing, and it felt like I was lost in its world. Like I was an explorer, but also that I was being explored too. And then it stopped. It was only there for, it couldn't have been more than 30 seconds. And the next day I woke up, and I didn't text Tori, even though I really, really wanted to. And then I lived my life, my new life, but
the station stayed with you.
I can't forget it.
And it's stuck with a lot of people. Or a lot of people are trying to find it anyway. And they've got a lot of different ideas about what it is.
I first heard it when I was 14, driving down a road at night. I almost hit a tree before the station cut out.
Sex magic, definitely sex magic. It's a secret voice of the world's coital impulse, and it's telling us...
Play the real music, you know? It's got some jamming tunes. I want to hear him again.
I think it's probably just some lonely guy. One person who probably doesn't like attention.
She's a magician. A magician with a broadcast tower.
Station is not what you think it is. It's not in this world. It's telling us we can go to its world, but it's not in this world.
I just wish I could figure out what station he was broadcasting on. Ugh, I wish he had a website or something, or a podcast.
It's a weird community for sure, but it's a community that's focused on one thing.
Finding the signal.
Yeah, finding the signal.
And has anyone ever found it or found out the story behind it?
What's the fun in that? No, but seriously, Carl's probably gotten closest, but nobody knows what the station's deal is. We're all just trying to find it again.
Do you think you ever will?
I don't know if I'll ever hear the station again, but I'm going to keep trying. I want to keep trying.
So do I think that the magic station is real? I don't know. Does it matter if it's real? All I know is that these people hear something over the airwaves, and it's special. It's meaningful. It's radio magic. I'm Alex Peta Schwartz-McThompson, and this was Real Life Reimagined. Production help today from Edgar B. Herwick III. Our interns are Dana Guth,
Greta Jockum, Ben Kessler,
Rena Carrison,
Amy Kernan, Jason Turk,
Tori Bedford,
Craig Lamole,
Catherine Whelan,
Tristan Samari,
Phil Reedy, and Antonio Eliart. Our executive producer is Matt Purdy, who wants to tell everyone that he was making Harambe memes before anyone else. Our sponsor today is Stamp.com. Stamp.com, for when you only need one stamp.
I'm finished. So that's it. I get it. I get that the pirate radio station's in the city, but I don't know how the hell I'm gonna help find it.
Ah, that was expected. Some of the tape was cut out, an extra bit of an interview that RLR decided not to air. We managed to find it. Would you...
Oh, wait.
So, Carl, Kathy tells me that if I want to learn more about the secret station, you are the one person in the world I should talk to.
In this world, perhaps.
In this world?
Huh. So I take it you intend to make a shallow piece, a quirky interlude, put it with some charming music, edit it within an inch of its life, and create a heartwarming little radio story.
I'm not coming into this story with any preconceptions.
Of course you aren't.
Okay, so when was the first time that
important.
Carl, are you familiar with the podcast and what we're trying to do here?
I can hazard a guess. You know, you're not the first people to come around here asking questions. Well, I'm guessing Chad's people were just a bit more well-funded than you.
All right. So if you could use complete sentences, that'd be super helpful. If you could just start and tell me a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do for a living.
Not important. An idiotic question befitting your limited perspective.
You're starting to make me uncomfortable, Carl.
You're starting to make me uncomfortable.
So, tell me about the station.
The station is beyond comprehension. It is a story, but one we're not ready to hear. Not ready to hear yet, perhaps. Some of us are. Perhaps some of us have already heard it.
And so what is the story that the station is trying to tell us?
Station is not what you think it is. It's not in this world. It's telling us we can go to its world, but it's not in this world.
So it's in a different world?
Yes. It's something of a beacon to that world. Think of it as a honey trap. The fly smells honey. The human hears a song and is drawn to the unknowable being's presence. And for the rest of its life, the fly gorges on honey. There's nothing dangerous about it, especially, or evil, nothing like that. It's pleasure. It's transcendence. Pleasure and transcendence. And the sound of wing beats.
Uh-huh.
I know that you won't play this tape. I know how I sound, but trust me, it's all about the signal. It's all about the strength of the signal. Follow it as it gets stronger. You have to follow it closely, or it will lead you astray.
And so what? So, okay, where is it leading? You mentioned that it was a trap, a honeypot.
A trap? Not at all. Get that through your flighty skull. It is leading somewhere different, somewhere beautiful, somewhere dangerous. The station is leading us to it, asking if we want to make a new home, make a new community as humans in this new world. It is asking, and we must answer it. Remember, flies and honey and pleasure and transcendence and wing beats and wing beats and wing beats.
Ah, were you able to find a way to assist Clara and Lou?
Yeah, come on. Wait, wait. The mercenaries were sabotaged. Or maybe the city did something to...
The mercenaries' guns were most likely sabotage.
Then you know something.
I am not at liberty to discuss that particular information. Suffice it to say, not everyone is enthusiastic about the groundbreaking, innovative work that LMG is currently undertaking.
That's... If I'm going to be stuck here, I should at least...
The company believes that further discussion of the group assists in their efforts. Now, to the business at hand.
Oh, hello, Dan. Am I not on break anymore?
No.
So, you figured out a plan?
Well...
Ugh, great.
I found a way to get to the radio station.
Wait, so the broadcast tower's actually playing? What's it play? Is there a morning zoo crew?
No, there's... There's gonna be... normal people around the radio station. Well, kind of normal, but people from our world. But they may be a bit off.
Seriously? Real people. Here.
We have determined that there might be pockets of, as you put it, normal people in the unexplored territory. They will assist you in forming a beachhead.
And if they're not inclined to do that?
Irrelevant, as of now. Your task is to simply reconnoiter the radio station and report back. Understood?
Yeah.
Got it.
So, Dan, how are you going to get us to the station?
Well, I shouldn't have to guide you all that much, actually. You guys just need to bring a radio along and listen for subtle variations in the static. As the signal gets clearer, that means you're closer.
Like hot and cold, but with radio?
Exactly. I can keep in contact if you want, but you should probably be able to do this on your own. I mean...
No! No and no and no, that won't work at all.
Wait, why...
I examined the first expedition's mewling, childish experiments, and a portable radio isn't nearly powerful enough to pick up the variations you'd need.
Shit. Wait, could you create a radio that they could carry along with them? One that isn't too...
No offense to you, Dan, but I'm not letting anyone chop up my body and stick a radio inside.
No, no, no. Not a radio. A radio transistor.
Is that a thing?
No, that's definitely not a thing.
I'll design something that will pass the radio signals they hear to us. That way we can use a more powerful radio to determine the difference.
That's not how radio works. You can't just...
Nearly half your body is audio equipment. Don't question my creations.
You spit in people's eyes.
I don't know much about radio, but that sounds good to me.
Oh, good. I'll whip something up.
So, you really have no idea how to avoid the singing things?
Sorry, no. But I've only listened to two to three tapes. Mr. Brown, are there any...
Based upon the descriptions of the tapes, there is nothing that will help you combat them. I suggest you move quickly and file a detailed report afterwards. Perhaps that will help us determine an effective solution.
Shit.
That's not enough to help us.
Hello, everyone. Would anyone be willing to donate either their blood or bone marrow or ejaculate to the radio transistor?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Nope. Does Dan even have...
Hey, I'm right here. And I'm still a person.
Dan, how could I...
Where do you want it?
Oh, if you could drench the object, that would be lovely. I'm assuming you're donating your blood.
Correct. Glad it's not my body.
All right, then, and the radio transistor is ready.
I still don't know how this'll...
Is everyone fully equipped? Does everyone have their communication devices?
Yeah, let's do this.
Got my walkie-talkie right here.
Dan doesn't have his walkie-talkie.
Well, couldn't I just use my... Me? Or is that...
No, no, no!
No! Tampering with your equipment without the permission of LMG is a violation of your contract.
I mean, it would be exciting and fun, and I'm sure it could work because I added in so many great audio things and parts that I bargained for, but Daniel, you're still new. Your body is still new territory. It would be so dangerous.
So I can't mess with my own goddamn body?
Technically, no.
Here's your walkie-talkie, Dan.
Can you hear me? Over.
I can hear you.
You're supposed to say over.
Over.
Okay. Let's head out.
Yeah. Ugh, I'll take the radio transistor.
Good luck.
Remember, this will be a short reconnaissance mission. I expect a full report from both of you.
Guys.
Dan?
If you reach the station, don't stay there.
Why the hell would we want
to... It might seem, I don't know, pleasurable.
Pleasurable in a
Understood. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Stand back. Probably don't want to see this.
So, we just sit here and wait?
Correct.
We can tell each other scary stories and delight in each other's company if you'd like.
We're out. Over.
Describe your surroundings. Over.
They take some getting used to. Over.
Difficult to describe. It's like an M.C. Escher painting. Over.
Who? Over.
Don't worry about it. Over.
But you're safe. You don't hear any sounds? Anything? Over.
Nothing yet. Over.
We could use some directions, Dan. Over.
Do you have your... radio transistor on?
Yeah, it's on. Over.
All right, can you turn this on?
Of course. Ooh, interesting.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
What's going on over there? Over.
Just turning the radio on. Over.
Okay, what do you want us to do? Over.
Just start walking in any direction. We'll tell you if you're heading the right way. Over. You're going the wrong way. Over.
Understood. Over.
We'll change course. Over.
That's even worse. Over.
Once again, understood. Over.
We're changing course. Over.
Seems like it's clearing up. Keep going that way. Over.
Thank God. Over.
But what are you seeing? Over.
Area seems suburban, surprisingly. There aren't any houses, but the roads are all the type of roads you see in the suburbs. I don't know. I'm not too familiar with the suburbs. Over.
So it's just roads? Over.
Yeah. Branching off in all directions. No apparent pattern or function. Over.
Do you see anything off in the distance? Over.
Nah, it's a bit hazy, like fog or some shit. Over.
Okay. And, how do you feel? Over.
I don't know, man. Shit. It's new. Over.
Clara? Over. Over.
I feel like these roads are shifting just out of my perception. But when I turn to catch them, nothing's changed. I feel like I'm not on solid ground. Over.
Okay, just stay safe out there. Over.
Yeah,
Bloody hell, what was that?
What was that? Are you alright? Over.
Tell them to report in.
Report in. Over. Come on, are you okay? Over.
We think we heard a scream. We're going to pick up the pace. Over.
No, we definitely heard them sing. Tell me we're headed in the right direction. Over.
You're headed in the right direction. The signal's clearing up. Over.
Okay, we're... Fuck.
Guys, come back. It's not worth it. Over.
No, they're coming from that bloody direction. There's so many... God damn it.
They're actually encountering them.
Okay, keep going towards the signal. I'll tell you if you're off course. Over.
Understood.
You're breaking up on me. Hold your things higher. Over.
Is this better?
No, but just keep going. Over.
As a representative of LNG, I must accuse myself.
Come.
As long as the signal keeps getting stronger, It's okay. It's okay. They're headed in the... Shit. You have to turn left. Over.
What? You're breaking...
You have to turn left. Just a little. Over. Fuck! I can't...
Oh, I am sorry, Dan. It appears as if they are headed into nothingness and void and wandering while terrifying creatures pursue them. Quite a sad fate.
Hey, why am I... You said that the device, my body, could connect to them?
Oh, but that will be quite dangerous, but quite interesting as well, but mostly dangerous.
Do it.
Are you certain? The company you work for would not like it. You would be breaking contract.
What are they going to do, file a lawsuit? Do you think this place has a courthouse?
Ah, a joke. Now hold still. This will just take a bit of my blood. Is it working? Is it working?
I think...
Come in, Dan. Are we going the right way?
Heroes. And they're disintegrated. Things just keep...
Go left. You need to go left.
Wait, are you... How far left? What is...
Are you still there?
They heard me. I think they heard me.
They may have, and now you need to rest. That was very brave and noble and stupid. Come on.
Is it... Did it help them? Do you think?
Everyone dies eventually, Dan. Well, most people. Here, let's tuck you in. All right, night-night. Sweet dreams.
Same, no screams.
Not again.
Again.
Okay. I've had a really long day.
Supposed to sabotage. Supposed to lead astray.
Well, I couldn't just kill them.
Why? They have done things to you. Terrible things.
I don't think Clara and Lou...
They are guilty. Terrible things. Help make you a nest. They are not friends. Remember that for next time.
Were you the one that sabotaged the mercenaries on the tape?
No, not me. Different powers. Many different players, different fronts, different characters.
Then who?
Goodbye, Daniel Powell. Kill them soon. Together.
You have been asking who we are, who Droman is, why you are hearing this from us, not from Mark. That is a complicated question. Mark is no longer the only reason you are hearing this object. You are hearing this because it is important to your mutually agreed upon reality. We believe Mark would approve. We do not want to unnecessarily burden you with information. You will learn in time. Keep listening. Mark would approve of that, we are fairly certain. And keep connecting with the object you are listening to. There is a Patreon, patreon.com/archive81. There is a Twitter, @archive81, a Facebook page, a website, archive81.com, and you can send emails to people who will read them at archive81podcast@gmail.com. Once again, transmitting this object to you is difficult. We are helped by Blue Apron. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes and pre-portioned ingredients right to your door. You can make delicious, special home-cooked meals with these recipes and ingredients for less than $10 a meal. Remember, those that are listening to the sound of our voices, not all ingredients are created equal. fresh, special, high-quality ingredients taste better and are better for your body, so it's important to know where your food comes from. One of the best meals that we ever had was delivered to our facility by Blue Apron. The meal consisted of Mexican beef quesadillas. We are a not singular being, so we require a fair amount of sustenance. Blue Apron meals have large, delicious portions, and it was simple to cook. Our caretakers were able to construct the food quickly and easily. Our caretakers had never constructed homemade quesadillas before. Now, our caretakers know how to make quesadillas. And remember, those that are listening to the sound of our voices, this is all less than 10 United States dollars. Blue Apron is aware that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. So they set the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/deadsignals. That's blueapron.com/deadsignals. You will love how special it feels and tastes to create special home-cooked meals from blueapron.com/deadsignals. We have talked long enough. We will tell you more about our unique way of existing next episode, which will be released Wednesday, February 15th.